The BFM Breakfast Grill, connecting you to top people and ideas, presented by U Mobile.
This morning on The Breakfast Grill, we welcome Dato' Dr. Muhammad Abdul Karim Abdullah, Group CEO of Serba Dynamic, which provides services to the energy sector. Good morning, Dato'. And last you were here was before your IPO in February of 2017. So welcome back to The Breakfast Grill.
Hi, Hans. Good morning. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Oh, always a pleasure. Now, folks, if you have any questions about Serba Dynamic, WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. Again, that's 018-789-8899. Or you can tweet us at BFM Radio. All right, Dato. So, Serba Dynamic been on an aggressive acquisition spree overseas, most recently buying stakes in companies in Singapore and also the UAE. Give us an overview here. What's driving this shopping spree?
I would say that it's a commitment that we have put forward to our investor and, of course, to our shareholders. So for us to basically position Serba Dynamic as a multinational company of preferred choice, we need to do this kind of acquisitions so that we can reach the level which is at par with other multinational company.
So what's the balance between, say, organic versus inorganic growth for Serba Dynamic moving forward?
Let me touch a little bit on that two acquisitions that we are doing.
Sure.
For example, like the one that we have done in United Arab Emirates, which is talking about Al-Saga Engineering, very much so this entity has the necessary license, which is talking about the oil and gas sector, the power generation sector, and also the water utility sector. So with this kind of license, Serba Dynamic will be able to capture a bigger size of the market and the prospect in terms of the revenue coming back to the company. Whereas the acquisitions of CAC Global, it helped us to cover a geographical area, which at the moment Serba Dynamic is not covering. Which we are looking at United States of America. They have a very strong positioning in Houston, in Texas, and of course in Mexico, Australia, and also New Zealand.
All right. I'm glad you brought up that 25% stake in CSE Global. Again, it's listed in Singapore. This was just announced this past Friday. Now, this company, CSE Global, had to pay a $12 million US settlement to the US Department of Treasury last year. Now, this settlement was for apparently over 100 apparent violations of Iran sanctions. How much did that weigh on your decision to buy that stake in CSE Global?
If we look from the positive perspective for Serba Dynamic side, it helped us actually in terms of the negotiation to get a more competitive price. If those kind of penalties, so-called penalty due to those violations of the sanctions is not there, then we will have to actually pay more than what it is done through the deal that we have completed.
All right, so that's a cheaper deal for you, and that's on the positive side. But what about the negatives, though? Have you priced that in?
Because
this is a company whose subsidiary has been claimed to violate Iran sanctions.
For us, we very well knew about all these kind of international requirements because we are also operating quite strongly in Middle East and also in Central Asia. And our bankers are international bankers like HSBC, Citibank, Standard Chartered, and we have already been well informed and well warned actually not to involve in countries which are sanctioned by UN or United States of America.
So you're confident with CSE Global's corporate governance, its management, its risks associated with it now?
Yeah, sure. And our experience and also what we knew about all these international dealings and so on will also helps us to move forward CSE Global in a more smooth manner, I would say.
Now, earlier this year, CSE Global got into a tangle of sorts with activist fund Quartz Capital Management. They claim, Quartz Capital claims that there's a lack of confidence among investors on CSE's cost and operational discipline. Core says it's inadequate. What does Cerber Dynamics say?
I would say that we take critics positively. In the journey of entrepreneurs, challenges are always there. I would say even on a daily basis. What we need to do is we look at all those comments and we need to come up with mitigation plans to overcome those kinds of comments. And we strongly believe that we will sit down with the management of CSE after this, relook into all those aspects of the issues that has been raised up and come up with a mitigation action so that we can build back those confidence from those parties.
That's a mitigation plan for the comments, though. But what about plans for the cost and operational discipline at CSE? Because according to reports, you are said to be the largest, most the largest substantial shareholder in CSE Global, correct?
Yeah, yes, correct. Yeah.
Will you be looking for a seat on the board?
Yeah, that's what we are hoping, and we have put forward our humble request.
Okay, so what are your priorities for CSE Global then, in relation to cost and operational discipline?
First, we need to look into the core business, be more focused, looking into the feedback from the track records that they have built over all those years, and pull in the necessary resources so that the positioning in those areas which CSE is very strong in can be further strengthened and grab more revenue and sales coming in after that.
Now, Dato, looking at some of your recent acquisitions, there appears to be this theme here. It appears that Cerber Dynamics has been buying stakes in loss-making companies, not just CES Global, but also Al Sagar that you mentioned earlier in the UAE, loss-making in 2016. Also, KB Engineering Coatings, Sdn Bhd, loss-making at least as of August 2016. So what kind of synergies do you hope to get from these loss-making companies?
We look back into the fundamentals of the company and also the license that they have in hand. And if all those things synergize with our core competency of what Cerber Dynamics has, then I would say that it's a go. They might not be making money at the time when we come in for that acquisitions, but we strongly believe that the value is there and we can turn around the respective companies to a profitability situation.
All right. And so when do you expect those turnaround plans to, you know, start contributing positively to your bottom line?
For the KB Engineering, I would say it's very easy because there are a lot of jobs which is within Cerber Dynamics Group which we need that kind of engineering capabilities. So what I'm trying to say is we does not need to subcontract out all those scope of the engineering requirements anymore. Al Sagar, of course, is due to uncollected debts, which, to the best of what we have discussed with the previous management, the confidence of getting back those collections is still there. It's just that due to the financial standards that need to be followed, so it is declared as uncollected bad debts. So we are working on it. But looking at the prospect of what they are having in terms of license and the customers and so on, products in hand, we strongly believe that we can and we will be able to turn over the company. Talking about in 2018. Inshallah.
This year. All right. Now, last week, you reportedly spoke about this deal to buy a stake in a U.S. firm. You said it could be wrapped up by year end, but I understand you're looking at perhaps another deal over in the U.K. as well. What can you tell us about that?
I will say that the statements that we say, acquisitions of a company in U.S., is very much referring to CSE Global. Because CSE Global is an international company. They have a very strong operations in United States of America.
So the firm in the US was actually the Singapore-listed CES Global?
Yes, yes, correct.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's a bit of a downer. But what about this deal in the UK then?
UK, we have done the acquisitions way back about 2.5 years ago. And Quantum Offshore Limited is the company. and we are nurturing that company and expanding it further so that we can get a bigger piece of the opportunities or the cake over in United Kingdom.
But I understand there's another deal in the pipeline for the UK.
Not of what I know.
Okay. All right, we'll leave it at that. I'm sure... Well, we'll look out for some news flow in coming months then, huh?
Maybe? Yeah, yeah.
Coming months?
This year? Not really. But what I would like to assure our shareholders is it's time to deliver. It's time to nurture the business or the entity that we have acquired to turn around and grab or generate the revenue that is needed and increase out the so-called profitability and the value of the company. And this is looking at the returns back to the shareholders and also the investor.
So how long will this acquisition spree go on for? How much of your IPO proceeds have you used, by the way?
So far, we still have a balance of approximately 150 million something.
All right, we got to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll further discuss your expansion strategy, not just overseas, but also here in Malaysia. I'm speaking to Dato' Dr. Muhammad Abdul Karim Abdullah, Group CEO of Serba Dynamic. This is BFM 89.9.
You are listening to the BFM Breakfast Grill, brought to you by U-Mobile.
Thanks for staying with us here on The Breakfast Grill. I'm Tan Chung Han, and with me in the studio is Dato' Dr. Muhammad Abdul Karim Abdullah, Group CEO of Serba Dynamic. Now, Dato', in the first half, you gave us an overview about the recent acquisitions that Serba Dynamic has undertaken. Now, there are concerns out there that you're perhaps moving too fast, too soon, and maybe too wide even. How do you respond to such criticisms?
We know what we are doing, Hans, and we do take those concerns raised out by the respective parties in a very positive manner. Yes, we might be moving fast, but I will say that if we really want to become who we are, time is really an essence. So we have to do the best to deliver the results that we have committed over to our shareholders and investors. And all those efforts that we have done, for example, like those acquisitions and movement into different regions across the globe, those are activities which we need to do so that we can build up the entity as a global entity and be able to go in and grab more job opportunities across all those countries that we are at the moment.
Right. And speaking about the countries that you're in at the moment, for example, with Qatar, I remember in the middle of last year, we had an analyst on our program saying that Serba Dynamic is highly sensitive to geopolitical risk. So as you go about your global expansion plans, how are you hedging against such risks? Because with global expansion also means greater exposure to geopolitical risk, right?
Yeah, correct. But I would like to assure everybody that the business that we are involved in Qatar are intact, and the opportunity and also the prospect in Qatar also is plenty. And the situations over there is not really as bad as what has been thought by a lot of parties. I also would like to assure that Qatar is a country which a lot of the superpowers are still present over there, and the investment into all the oil and gas industry over there are still very significant. And as a result of that, there were... make sure that the war will not happen in that particular country. So as a result of that, we still have that confidence and comfort, and contracts over there are still ongoing as usual. In fact, there are a lot of other opportunities that has been opening up to other players which are stationed over there, which one of it is Serba Dynamic. We are still there till today.
Now, what about recent developments in Syria? Now, I know Serba Dynamic is not in Syria, but given the potential fallout into the region, does that limit your ambitions in the Middle East? Because from your annual report 2017, the Middle East contributes about almost 60% of your revenue. So given what's happening in Syria, are you keeping a close eye on that?
We are putting all those factors into our mitigation plans. But to the best of our judgment and our knowledge based on the information that we are receiving and monitoring on a daily basis, Middle East, for the time being, should still be safe from the overflow of the problems in the Sharia.
Okay. Dato, I want to quickly get to your local operations here. So you guys, CyberDynamic, had your start over there in Sarawak, and in your annual report, CyberDynamic described as a Sarawak local company. So I want to get your take on Petros, that's Petroleum Sarawak, right? That's the state-owned entity that aims to help Sarawak participate in the oil and gas sector. Are you working with them?
We were invited to be one of the so-called outsider. It means outsider here is as from the contractor perspective to give our view and also to see what we can contribute to the future functions of Petros. And I think, fortunately, CyberDynamic, the promoters are all from that particular state, Sarawak. It gives us a better positions and also a standing to discuss of the prospect and futures that is given because of the presence of Petros in Sarawak.
Right, and what do you see in the future then? Can they realistically pull it off against the other oil majors, against Petronas? Because Petros is, well, is just in its infancy. They don't have the required expertise yet. Can they pull it off?
I'm very confident that they will be able to do it. Number one, because the members of the board are credible people, are also experienced and hands-on people in the oil and gas related industry. And then, of course, the management that is going to be leading the entire Petros organizations are also from this industry.
All right, so you're set to count Petros among your clientele. Also, you got Petronas there. Is this a zero-sum game? Or will Petros eat, or will Petros eat into Petronas's share of the jobs that you're awarded?
I don't think so, because if you look at the statements by the Chief Minister of Sarawak, he always mentions that Petros is going to seek the collaborations and support from Petronas. And I think the world or the states cannot deny Petronas as a renowned, capable, and also an organization which is considered as a strong player in this particular oil and gas industry. If, let's say, Petros can talk to Shell, can talk to other multinational company, there's no reasons why Petronas, Petros cannot talk to Petronas.
Talking is one thing, but now they want to do it as well, though. They want to get actively involved in be it E&P and other sector activities. I mean, surely it's a whole different ballgame, eh? Talking versus doing.
Correct, Hans, but I think entrepreneurs or business people are not political people. They see business as an opportunity. So as long as the business is there, they will basically go and grab it in whatever portions that they can really get it.
All right, let's switch over from Sarawak to Johor. So you just had your groundbreaking ceremony for your Pengerang Eco-Industrial Park. What kind of upside are you seeing from Pengerang? Because, look, it's in such close proximity to Singapore, right, which is already this major oil and gas hub in the region. Is there plenty more upside for Pengerang?
Yes, Hans. We from CyberDynamic sees it this way. Number one, this is one of the efforts that we are doing when we talk about or we relate it to sustainability. For CyberDynamic to sustain its positions as one of the major MRO player in Malaysia, we need to have the necessary latest state-of-art technology, and we need to be able to provide at par with other multinational company in this particular area. So Pengerang Eco Industrial Park is one of the projects which will demonstrate this kind of capability, manage, own, and also move forward the directions by Cyberdynamic itself.
Now, part of your project over there in Pengerang includes property development. That's not your forte, though. Why are you getting into that? And how are you going to pull it off?
We never has the intention to say that Cyberdynamic is a property developer. What we are doing over there, the component within that particular project, what we call is a Pengerang International Commercial Center, is part and partial to make the Pengerang Eco Industrial Park a lively and have the necessary attraction to attract those expatriate community and also those professionals that are needed to be present over there. So it's part and partial of the entire strategy to make that investment profitable and also a place where they feel that it is at, they are at home. So what I'm trying to say here is to realize this portion of the developments, we are going to collaborate with renowned property developer so that it can go to the status and also the quality and the expectations of what a property developer is required to do.
Still looking at all these recent movements, be it in Pengerang, be it in Sarawak, it's still concentrated in the oil and gas sector, right? So, and yet you have made comments about, you know, perhaps moving Cyberdynamic away from this perception that it's primarily an oil and gas player, right? So what's the messaging now then?
That's true, but I would like to also take this opportunity to say that, for example, like this Pengerang Eco Industrial Park, no doubts that the main customer will be all those asset owners that have invested into repeat. But if we look from the surrounding, there are quite a lot of all these power plants which is owned by Tenaga and some other IPP, smaller ones, which also need all this kind of MRO service and capabilities. So those are also our customer that we are looking at.
And still pressing ahead with your asset ownership model.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. With the minute that we have left, I'm sure your shareholders want to know this. There's talk about Cyberdynamic revising its dividend policy. Yes or no? And higher dividends?
We will maintain at the moment the policy that we have adopted in 2017, which basically states that it will be at least 30% of the profit after tax figure.
So no change for now?
At the moment, it's still maintained as it is.
All right, we'll see how your shareholders respond in about half an hour from now. Thank you so much for your time and your insights. That was Dato' Dr. Muhammad Abdul Karim Abdullah, Group CEO of Cyberdynamic. I am Tan Chung Han, and this is BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
That episode of BFM Breakfast Grill was brought to you by U-Mobile, where data hearts you.